sunny with highs of 28 degrees in Monaco, Nice, Cannes and Antibes. Highs of 31 degrees in La Croix-Valmer and the Var with a light variable wind. This evening going down to 21 degrees in the Alpes-Maritime and 18 degrees in the Var. The outlook for Wednesday and Thursday remaining much the same with highs of 34 degrees. The sea temperature in Cannes today is 25 degrees and the UV level is 7. The sun rose. It's just risen here in Monaco at 6:46 and will set this evening at 8:17. In Paris today, 27 degrees with cloudy. London, 22 degrees with gusty winds and heavy rain. And Rome, 32 degrees and sunny. Good morning, 6 minutes past seven. You're listening to The Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Isaac with you from now until ten. Today's a top news story. Germany has placed the Île-de-France and the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur regions as risk zones concerning the high number of COVID-19 cases. In sport, England's push for victory in cricket saw James Anderson's quest for a 600 test wicket be obstructed by the weather. And in football, manager Gareth Southgate will name his first English squad of 2020 today. More of that coming up at 7:30. Also coming up at today's entertainment news, and I'll be telling you about the recent research that has shown that wearing face masks makes people more careless and less likely to abide by social distancing guidelines. Why eating at your screen could be making you fat. And the rainbow carriages that are the pride of the fleet, Britain's first fully decorated train staffed by LGBT crew, is set to make its first journey today. And a recent study has found that children raised in greener neighbourhoods have higher IQs and lower levels of difficult behaviour. But first, all the best in music. In between all of that, I hope you're well. It's Tuesday. We're nearly there. Rob Harrison will be back on Monday. Just a few more days to get through. Whew, got lots to tell you. Starting with Bobby Womack and Across 110th Street, easing you into this Tuesday morning with the sun rising here in Monaco.
I was the third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, yet nothing crossed my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find.
Quarter past seven and time for this morning's entertainment news. Orchestral versions of Rule Britannia and Land of Hope and Glory will be performed at the last night of the proms, according to the BBC. It had been reported that the songs could be dropped over concerns of associations with slavery. The pieces are usually sung but will be performed without lyrics this year, although they are expected to be back in full when the pandemic is over. The concert is due to take place on the 12th of September but without an audience. In a statement on Monday evening, BBC Proms said it was announcing the concert's programme following a recent speculation. In other entertainment news, Placido Domingo, one of the world's biggest opera stars, has denied abusing his power following allegations of inappropriate conduct over several years. The Spanish tenor has spoken out following the claims which were made last year. That's this morning's entertainment news. There'll be more at the same time tomorrow morning on the Full English Breakfast. But now, new music from McFly as they announce their comeback single ahead of their album launch. And here it is. Happiness. All the local news, sport and weather's coming up.
Stepping out my front door, don't know what I left for. Could have stayed in bed with you all day. just want your voice inside my brain. I never thought a guy like me would find it. I would repeat it if I could rewind it. I guess the only way I could describe it, it's like hearing a love song jumping and exciting. Oh, so this is happiness. Yeah, this is happiness. If this is happiness, I don't mind happiness. So this is happiness. Yeah, this is happiness.
Lady Gaga and Rain On Me. Well, I must be doing something right. I've got a pan au chocolat and a croissant. Thank you very much. Maybe it's because he turned up a little late and he's bribing me to keep my mouth shut. No, Sarah, come on. Here are the Rolling Stones and I Can't Get No Satisfaction ahead of the local news, sports and weather.
Savills, a powerful network of offices across the prime locations on the French Riviera. Think property, think Savills. Visit savills.fr/Riviera.
What's new at Château de Beaune? An exciting spa and cocktail offer. This year we've created a 100% well-being special offer just for you, including a 50-minute treatment in our spa, two-hour access to the spa amenities and a seasonal cocktail to savour on our bar terrace, all for just €119. What better way to get to know our five-star Relais and Château hotel, spa, restaurants and wine estate? Find out more at chateaudebelne.com or catch up with us on Facebook or Instagram.
Enjoy the sunny days and take part in the summer game in partnership with Cap 3000 and Sixt. Every week from the 27th of July to the 31st of August, try your luck to win a weekend behind the wheel of a luxury car, a stay at the Domaine de Saint-Andréol, or gift cards to shop in style. To participate, it's easy. Rendezvous at Cap 3000, where you can fill in a game form to get the chance to win one of the fantastic prizes on offer. Find out more at cap3000.com and rivieraradio.mc.
Hi, I'm Carsten Kirsch, founder of Riviera Design Renovation. We are a German-managed, quality-controlled renovation company here on the French Riviera. We expect high-quality results as standard. Riviera Design Renovation, where your expectations meet reality. Visit riviera-design.eu. Riviera Design, German engineering for your property.
Plan your ultimate luxury charter on the world's finest blue water yachts in the Med, the Caribbean, or New England with Oyster Charters. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation. Find out more at oysteryachts.com.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 7:30. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. Germany has placed the Île-de-France and the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur regions as risk zones concerning the high number of COVID-19 cases. Travellers returning from both regions will have to undergo a screening test for COVID-19 and observe a two-week quarantine period. Following the United Kingdom, which now imposes a 14-day quarantine on people arriving from France, Germany has placed the Île-de-France regions with Paris and the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur as risk zones. Germany's Foreign Affairs Ministry warns on its website against non-essential tourist travel. Meanwhile, the Regional Health Agency and the Outmarrow team announced its concern for the health situation in the region after two deaths and 13 clusters were declared on Monday the 24th of August. There is also concern for the number of new cases of COVID-19, with eight people recently hospitalised in the Outmarrow team in intensive care following several weeks of no admissions. In Marseille, health authorities have also warned of an increase in the number of coronavirus cases, with several new measures planned. The Bouches-du-Rhône department has been classified as an active COVID-19 zone, with the circulation of the virus intensifying, especially among young people. The French health minister has said that it's difficult to contain COVID-19 to just a few generations, and the region has seen for three weeks that positive tests have been increasing among seniors. The prefect of the Bouches-du-Rhône plans to announce new measures, which could include the closure of some indoor places, the closure of bars after 8 p.m. and even a limitation on travel. And here in the Principality, three new cases of COVID-19 have been declared on Monday. To comply with the practices adopted by the World Health Organization and neighbouring countries, the Daily Report here in Monaco now only reports on residents affected by the coronavirus. To date, 115 people have been affected by the virus in Monaco. A total of three people, including one resident, have been hospitalised. The resident is currently in intensive care. 26 people are currently being followed by the Home Monitoring Centre, which medically supports patients with few symptoms and inviting them to self-isolate at home. Meanwhile, the Monégasque government has announced plans to test the wastewater here in the Principality for coronavirus. Paris had carried out similar tests after reports of possible detection of the virus in the capital's wastewater. However, on a national level, France's Director General of Health has announced a sharp decline in COVID-19 cases. While Sunday saw France record its highest number of daily cases since the end of lockdown, with 4,987, on Monday, France recorded 1,995 daily cases, a figure sharply down compared to Sunday. In its press release, the DGS, however, underlined that the circulation of the virus is increasing strongly, more intense in young adults, calling for the respect of barrier gestures and testing. The total number of deaths due to COVID-19 in France stands at 30,328 on Monday. That's 15 more deaths than the day before in hospitals. Data concerning care homes will be updated today. The DGS specifies that the number of hospitalisations linked to the epidemic has decreased a little to stand at 4,690 patients compared to 4,709 on Sunday. The number of serious cases in intensive care is, on the other hand, slightly increasing to 399 compared to 383 on Sunday. Four regions account for 68% of patients in intensive care. That's the Île-de-France, the Grand Est, the Hauts-de-France and the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur. In other news, a major fire in the Bouches-du-Rhône is said to still be very active. 1,300 firefighters are fighting the flames. The blaze, which broke out 50 kilometres west of Marseille at around 2 p.m. on Monday, had already destroyed some 500 hectares of vegetation by 11 p.m. on Monday evening. Six firefighters have been slightly injured, as have two residents. The fire, fanned by a strong wind, led to many being evacuated from their homes as gymnasiums were opened to accommodate them. The region had already suffered significant loss of forest land at the beginning of the month when a fire destroyed more than 1,000 hectares, which led to several hundred people being evacuated by sea. A 24-year-old has died following a road accident on the Croisette in Cannes. The young man, who was seriously injured in the accident on Saturday morning, died of his injuries on Sunday evening at the Pasteur Hospital in Nice. The victim was at the time riding a scooter when he was hit by a van which failed to stop, dragging him over 200 metres, according to eyewitnesses. Both the driver and passenger fled the scene and were later stopped by police and placed in police custody. The Nice Côte d'Azur Metropolis has announced that Line 1 of the tramway is to be extended to Drape by 2026. The line would be extended passing through Lariane before joining La Trinité, then Drape. The demand for the extension has been for years acclaimed by the 43,000 inhabitants of the Paillon Valley, an increasingly urbanised valley where there are daily traffic jams at rush hour, and it's not uncommon for motorists to get stuck in their car for over an hour. The famous Sanicchie Cafe in Saint-Tropez is to reopen its doors today, 2 weeks after its closure due to two cases of COVID-19 among its staff. On Wednesday, August the 13th, the Sanicchie decided to close the establishment following the discovery of two cases of coronavirus. An emblematic institution of Saint-Tropez since 1887, the Sanicchie was made famous by Brigitte Bardot in the mid-1950s when she regularly dined there during the filming of And God Created Woman. Matisse, Picasso, Kate Moss, Vanessa Paradis, as well as the former President of the Republic, Jacques Chirac, have all been regular visitors to the cafe located on the port. Finally, could a court's decision set a precedent? On Monday, the 24th of August, the Tarascon Commercial Court in the Bouches-du-Rhône ruled that AXA must pay €114,000 in compensation to a restaurant owner for operating losses between March and May due to the COVID-19. In a copy of the judgment obtained by the France Press Agency, the Tarascon Commercial Court considers that the exclusion of warranties is deemed invalid in the contract signed between AXA and the restaurant. The lawyer of the restaurant owner said this is a significant step forward in the direction of the assumption by insurers of losses suffered by businesses during the lockdown period in the face of COVID-19. Several restaurant customers of AXA have sued the insurer, accusing them of refusing to compensate their operating losses due to lockdown, but until now they were all rejected.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
In cricket, England's push for victory and James Anderson's quest for a 600th test wicket were obstructed by the weather and Pakistan's stubborn resistance on day four of the final test at Southampton. They could be aided by the rain that is forecast for today after more than 3 hours were lost on Monday afternoon and bad light forced an early close. In football, manager Gareth Southgate will name his first English squad of 2020 today for next month's Nations League fixtures against Iceland and Denmark. Here's more football news from BBC Sport.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello from Colm Harrison at the BBC Sports Centre. The first England squad of the new season will be announced on Tuesday, with several first-time call-ups expected ahead of next month's Nations League qualifiers in Iceland and Denmark. The England manager Gareth Southgate also has a decision to make about the Manchester United captain Harry Maguire. Our correspondent John Murray reports.
It's almost 10 months since Gareth Southgate has selected an England squad, and in that time a number of young players have either emerged or enhanced their already growing reputations. Mason Greenwood, Phil Foden, Reece James and Bukayo Saka are among those who could receive their first senior call-ups. But the main interest will focus on whether the Manchester United captain Harry Maguire is included, following his arrest while on holiday in Greece last week. Others who could be in contention include the Aston Villa captain Jack Grealish, and there could be a recall for the Southampton striker Danny Ings.
Another player who's been linked with an England call-up is goalkeeper Aaron Ramsdale. He recently rejoined Sheffield United 3 years after leaving the Blades to go to Bournemouth, but he's not expecting to make the England senior squad just yet.
At the moment, still focused on the England under-21s. That's my aim this season, but it's in the back of my head about the Euros. But like I said before, it's not going to be something which I'll be worrying about. If it happens, it'll be one of the proudest moments in my career, in my life. But I've got, hopefully, a long career ahead of me. And if I don't make it this time, it's not the end of the world. Hopefully, there'll be more chances in the future.
For more football news from the BBC, visit our website at bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
And in tennis, Britain's Andy Murray earned his first win against top 10 player since 2017 by beating Germany's Alexander Zverev at the Western and Southern Open. The 33-year-old Scot, playing his first top-level tournament since November after injury, won 6-3, 3-6, 7-5 against the world number 7 to reach the third round in New York. Finally, in athletics, Jamaican former sprinter and 8-time Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt is awaiting results of a recent coronavirus test while self-isolating. 34-year-old Bolt revealed that he was staying at home as a precaution despite not having any symptoms.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster. The world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts. Beyond expectation.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Out Maritime and the VAR, there's a general situation of a depression of 1,013 millibars. Winds are variable, force 3 to 4, they're not variable. I've written over yesterday's, they're southwesterly today. 3 to 4 force, the sea is slight to moderate, and the visibility is good. The barometric pressure for San Juan Capfrar is 1,013 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are southwesterly, force 2 to 4, the sea is calm with good visibility, and the barometric pressure for Cap Course is 1,016 millibars.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
Riviera Radio.
Sunny with highs of 28 degrees in Monaco, Nice, Cannes and Antibes. Highs of 31 degrees in La Croix-Valmer in the VAR with a light and variable wind. This evening going down to 21 degrees in the Outmaritime and 18 degrees in the VAR. The outlook for Wednesday and Thursday remaining much the same with highs of 34 degrees. The sea temperature in Cannes today is 25 degrees and the UV level is 7. And the sun rose here in Monaco at 6:46 and will set this evening at 8:17. It didn't quite happen yesterday, did it? Quite threatening over in Nice when I got back, but it didn't. It just stayed rather muggy and a few spots of rain, but nothing to report home about. You're now up to date, but finally let me tell you that a recent study says that wearing face masks can lull people into a false sense of security, making them more careless and less likely to follow social distancing rules. Researchers found that people felt more comfortable sitting or standing closer to others while wearing a mask. Furthermore, people appear happy to keep a smaller distance from others who are also wearing face masks. These effects were more pronounced among those people who believe that face masks are effective at preventing the spread of coronavirus. Given this, it could be difficult now to re-establish social distancing measures if they are needed in the event of a second wave of cases, according to the researchers. And the results appear to support the opinion of the Swedish Public Health Agency that I mentioned last week, who have been critical of face masks, saying that the evidence in support of their effectiveness is astonishingly weak and that they encourage people to feel complacent about gathering in close proximity. However, the findings contradict those of another recent study, which concluded that face mask wearers are 13 times more likely to keep up social distancing. Oh, try and work all of that out. All the news is available on our website, rivieraradio.mc. And do check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. 42 minutes past 7 o'clock. Here is Alexander O'Neill. Don't criticize. One of the best misheard lyrics. Did you get it? studio@rivieraradio.mc. If you can guess what the misheard lyric is in that song, all the business news is next.
Riviera Radio Business News. Brought to you by Barclays.
In this morning's business news, the French subsidiary of Facebook has agreed to pay 106 million euros in tax adjustment for the years 2009 to 2018. The announcement comes following an in-depth tax audit. France, which pleads for an overhaul of the taxation of digital multinationals, believes that large groups like Facebook, Google or Apple pay too little tax in relation to the income and profits that they earn. A Facebook spokesperson has given no details on the terms of the agreement with the tax authorities, and a Facebook spokesperson, however, clarified that the company had decided since 2019 to include advertising revenue from French advertisers in the accounts of the local subsidiary. And the Chinese video sharing application TikTok has confirmed that it will file a complaint against the US government after a decree from Donald Trump accusing him of spying on behalf of Beijing. And the American president intends to ban shortly any transaction of TikTok with American partners. Without tangible proof, the American president has accused the video sharing platform for months of siphoning off data from American users for the benefit of Beijing. At the beginning of August, he banned the application from any transaction with American partners within 45 days.
Barclays Private Bank brings you Riviera Radio Business News on 106.5 FM. At Barclays, our size is your strength, and we've been using the entire reach of the Barclays Group to bring a global perspective and unique investment opportunities to our clients in Monaco for almost 100 years. To find out more, search Barclays Private Bank or call 9315 3535.
Just coming up to 10 to 8, we'll have the BBC News at 8 o'clock. A quick look at the papers before that. And we'll have a look at the traffic and travel situation this morning on the region's roads. But that's after the new one from Miss Kylie Minogue. And Say Something. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just better that I keep quiet. Time, 8 minutes past eight, and time for the three in the row with a theme or a link to them. The next three tracks have a link theme to the songs, either with the title or the group. And today's have been chosen by Joe, who won yesterday in Nice. Thank you, Joe. So here it is, starting with the Spice Girls and one of my favourites, Wannabe. Vindaloo there, and that wraps up the three in a row with a theme to them chosen by Joe and Nice. Before that, you heard the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Californication, and who's kicked it off with the Spice Girls and Wannabe. And congratulations to Steve in Cannes, who was the first one up, who said spices. Well, the theme was curry, but I'll give you that one, Steve. So studio at rivieradio.mc, Steve, for you to choose tomorrow's three in a row with a theme to it. It's just gone 20 minutes past eight, and time for this morning's comedy clip, a short one from The Life of Brian, and you're all individuals.
Please, 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 listen. I've got one or two things to say.
Tell us both of them.
Look, you've got it all wrong. You don't need to follow me. You don't need to follow anybody. You've got to think for yourself. You're all individuals.
Yes, we're all individuals.
You're all different.
Yes, we are all different.
I'm not. Shh.
I've been seeing lonely people in crowded rooms, covering the old heartbreaks with new tattoos. It's all about smoke screens and cigarettes, looking through low lights at silhouettes, but all I see is lonely people in crowds.
Riviera Radio weather.
Sunny with highs of 28 degrees here in Monaco and Nice and Cannes and Antibes. Highs of 31 degrees in La Croix-Valmer in the Var with a light variable wind. This evening going down to 21 degrees in the Alpes-Maritimes and 18 degrees in the Var. The outlook for Wednesday and Thursday remaining much the same with highs of 34 degrees. The sea temperature is 25 and the UV level is 7. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:46 and will set this evening at 17 minutes past 8. In Rome today, 32 degrees and sunshine. Paris, 27 degrees and cloudy, and London, 22 degrees with gusty winds and heavy rain. It's time, just gone 6 minutes past 9 o'clock. You're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm with you until 10. And today's top story is that Germany has placed the Île-de-France and the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur regions as risk zones concerning the high number of COVID cases. And in sport, England's push for victory and James Anderson's quest for a 600th test wicket were obstructed by weather on Monday. And in football, manager Gareth Southgate will name his first England squad for 2020 today for next month's Nations League fixtures against Iceland and Denmark. Coming up in this hour, I'll be telling you why eating at your screen could be making you fat, and also children raised in greener neighbourhoods have higher IQs and lower levels of difficult behaviour, according to a recent study. But now, it's just gone 7 minutes past 9 o'clock, and it's time for Can You Guess the Name of the Place? All you have to do is take the first letter of the title of the next five tracks, and studio@rivieradio.mc if you think you know the answer. The clue is, it's a UK railway town, starting with this one from Kylie Minogue and Can't Get You Out of My Head. George and Everything I Own, and that wraps up this morning's Guess the Name of the Place. I have to say, I'm running out of places that are only four letters long, so they're getting longer and longer. And the answer, of course, was Crew. And no, it wasn't Carlisle, as Bradley Mitten suggested. I would still be here at midday, Bradley, if it was a Crew. And congratulations, Bradley, on announcing the Monte Carlo Neptune rum launch party is taking place on the 10th of September. And for more information, you can go to clubvivanova.com. Before Got, Boy George, Everything I Own. You heard, what did you hear? You heard Emil Ford and What Do You Want to Make Those Eyes at Me For? And that was preceded by, what was it preceded by? Elvis Costello and Every Day I Write the Book. No, there's a, yes, Every Day I Write the Book. Before that, Rolling in the Deep by Adele. And we started it off with, if I can remember, Kylie Minogue and Can't Get You Out of My Head. And congratulations to Chris. He says, what do I win? You got it right. You were the first one up. Well, you get to choose the one for tomorrow if you can come up with a place with just four letters in it to keep it sweet and short. Andrew also got it right in the Joan Les Pins, and so did Ian in Liverpool, and Paul in Nice has also got it correct, along with Martin here in Fonvier. I think you are, Martin. The answer was Crew. Just gone 26 minutes past nine. All the local news, sport and weather is coming up next. This new one is from Alloy Black and it's My Way.
I've been sad, I've been lost, I've been down and I've been lonely. Yeah. I've been suffering at a job in a world that tries to own me. But when I wake up every morning, there's an image of a better place. Yeah. Cause the harder that we grind, then the sweeter is the glory. People say I'm foolish. People say I'm blinded by faith. But if I run out of air, if I crash, I don't care. I'm gonna do it my way.
Thank you for listening and thank you for all your emails. It makes such a difference when you get some feedback, you get some participation, especially with that photo. I might do the same again tomorrow morning. So what's coming up next? I'm coming up next again at 12:30 with an update of all the local news, sport and weather. Mark Abson, the sensible one, will be here to keep you company this afternoon with Riviera Radio's Drive Time. And if they let me back, or if I manage to find a way to get into work tomorrow, I'll be here from 7 till 10 with the Full English Breakfast and we can do it all over again. And I will play a request for Mike and Teddy, who both got the name and got the place of where the picture was taken correct. But I've given it to Ross, as Ross gave me the correct answer and also gave me the song to play. And seeing as I've only got like 5 seconds left, I went with Ross's choice. But do feel free, studio at rivieradio.mc. Ian and Teddy, get your request in for tomorrow. Ross, here is Escape by Rupert Holmes. Have a great morning. Speak to you at 12:30. Bye.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long.